Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Shaman's Cave. I'm Renee Barbeau, coming to you from a glorious day in La Quinta, California.
And I'm Sandra Ingerman, and welcome to the Shaman's Cave. And I have to say, we're having a glorious day in Santa Fe with a beautiful snowstorm. And I just love the snow. I just have to say, I am just a winter person, and I just love winter and the snow and ice. So I'm a happy being today.
That's great. Because I'm staying a little longer than I suspected, I'm having my car shipped down this week because this rental car I have doesn't have, you know, I don't have any of those things you put on at chains to go up to the mountain. And it feels like the snow is calling me as well. So,
yeah. So Renee and I have been talking. We've been talking for a while about our show and what we want to talk about. And again, I really want to encourage people to send in topics that you're interested in, because that really helps us. We're not an interview show. So it's Renee and I talking. And so if there are topics that you're interested in, we would love to hear about them, because we both out there teaching. And so we're trying to be aware of where you're lacking information. And so we try to come in with topics that will speak to you. So, but if you have any ideas, let us know. We would love to hear. But so a topic that's been really important to me is, I keep on saying that I've been a shamanic teacher who's taught around the world for 43 years. And I have been. That's absolutely true. I've devoted my entire life to this practice. I've sacrificed my entire life to bring this work to people. And the practice that I really work with in shamanism 100% is direct revelation. And with direct revelation, it's where the shaman actually works with not just what they're downloading and coming through from their walks and their dreams and their own intuitions, but working with divine beings who have such a different perception about what life on earth is about and what's going on right now. So, you know, we can make a connection to them. And when we make a really strong connection to them, we have this personal guidance that we can always turn to. And there's so many different practices of shamanism out there, and they're all good. I'm just starting to notice a bit, and this could be in my imagination, but I'm starting to notice people moving a little bit away from direct revelation. I think because it's a little bit harder, we have to learn a particular discipline and learn how to connect to the unseen realms, and that takes patience. And people get frustrated pretty easily. And I'm seeing people starting to be drawn to simpler practices based on connecting to the earth, which we have to do at this particular point. That's the big issue that we're dealing with on the planet today. But that's what direct revelation is all about, too, because in shamanic cultures, they use direct revelation to learn how to take care of the land and how to talk to the animals and the plants and the trees, to how do we caretake them and how do we get them to volunteer to share resources with us for our own survival. And so direct revelation was used for that. But I'm just starting, and again, it could be in my imagination, I'm just starting to see people move a little bit away from that. And so I talked to Renee, because I know Renee has more experience than I do about studying with different traditions. I've kind of just stuck to direct revelation and never moved off of that. So, which I appreciate that I did mm-hmm. that, because my practice is so strong and so clear, and this, I have distractions in my life, but not in my practice.
I think that, of course, you know, every once in a while, often Sandra will come up with these topics or these questions, and it always, and I'm grateful for this in our relationship. It always, you know, I just go through life with such a pace of speed and haste that I don't always stop to have these direct revelations and these experiences and, you know, take out my rattle or my drum or my wind whistle even. And, you know, I just go about taking in information, and I'm not exactly discerning where it's coming from all the time. And so I had to give this some thought, and luckily she brought this up, you know, a month or so ago. So one night about a week ago, I've been having these sleepless nights lately. I know it's some sort of an initiation and some kind of information gathering session that we're having at 1 o'clock in the morning, but there was this voice that came and said, "So, what do you think about this topic of direct revelation? And are you, Renee, even aware of how you perceive and how you get the information from spirits that you then turn around and put out into your life?" And, you know, what speaks so true to me for you is that we're in this time, and this is where you might be feeling this, is that we're in this time where I don't like what Renee's saying, so I'm going to go listen to what Sandra's saying. Oh, and Sandra didn't tell me what I wanted to hear today, so I'm going to go over and see if I can get it for, you know, a free class over here. Or, oh, look at this one. We have a plethora of 25 speakers, and they're all going to give me other ways. And it gives me 25 times to get off my get out your drum and go to the spirit type of situation. And so I've been giving it a lot of thought, like, you know, what did I learn from the Caro elders, you know, about they have a mountain, which is what, you know, what you were talking about is that's in their horizontal world. And a lot of the Pacos in Peru just work in that horizontal realm. Very few actually work in the vertical realm that you're talking about, where they go to the star people or the star, you know, that direct revelation to source to get that information. And that, so I think that there's probably a lot of horizontal shamans type people out there, but there's very few like yourself who are taking that extra dedication and 40 years of service to it to become the star seed transmitters. And so, you know, are we just settling for less, or are we just lazy?
Yeah, and I think on a positive note, working on the horizontal is a really good way to get a foundation before stepping into direct revelation. In shamanic cultures, people were really more initiated into living life on planet Earth, behaviors and how to act towards nature, how to behave with yourself and with others. And then journeying came later. You know, direct revelation came later after those skills were attained. And so in a lot of ways, I've been talking to people about this. I'm really excited. I just taught a really basic class on shamanic journeying. It was just 4 sessions. And I noticed that my students went to places that I haven't seen in 43 years, very, because I only taught 4 sessions. And So I'm seeing that the evolutionary process for some people, it might be a small group, but we're starting. There is a group that is completely disconnecting from the craziness of the horizontal and is starting to evolve into very quickly. I'm seeing evolution happening very quickly, again, for part of the population. And so at that point, you know, with direct revelation, then you can really step in and you can do some extraordinary work. So I feel that being in the horizontal world is a really good way to start. And then at some point, to see if you want to expand out and to start working with helping and compassionate spirits who have different perceptions about life, who have guidance. I worked in the horizontal in 2015. I kind of stayed in the horizontal. I didn't journey. And I loved it. I was teaching, and all my information came from my walks in the middle world. Amazing information, wonderful information. But that particular year was when I developed a disorder. And I always have to wonder, because I only worked in the horizontal, if I would have been working with my helping spirits during that time, if they would have given me a warning that I was moving in a wrong direction, and that if I made a particular change, because my spirits are good at doing that, I could have saved myself from an amazing amount of suffering. And so I'm looking at the balance and the harmony of these different ways that we work. And I have just found that working with the spirits, we can save ourselves a lot of trouble, because they can see from a place of perception that we don't have the eyes to see. We're just not looking out of spirit eyes right now. And they're only looking, they don't have the human eyes. They're only looking out of spirit eyes. So it's a question I have to live with. I moved away from direct revelation for a really short, very short period of time, and I got into trouble. So it's just a question that I hold as we're all learning on this path together. And I know that there's also teachers that have demonized the horizontal, the middle world, which is crazy, because you're telling people to be afraid of nature. Mm-hmm. And for the healing of the planet, every person on the planet should be working on the horizontal right now.
That's true. You know, I think about, like, in my own experiences, like, that when I was doing a lot of, like, that there were, put it this way, when there was a lot more murky emotional stuff, I spent a lot of time in the lower worlds. And, you know, certainly have gone to some of the higher realms. But I'm liking this idea of this. I think we're going to keep touching upon this in our season six, because I like this idea of, like, taking a current topic that's up. And maybe that's it, Sandra. We take a current topic that's up that we're talking about, and we could look at it from, you know, both the vertical and the horizontal axis and see, you know, maybe some things are more designed to get the information from the cornfield, whereas some things are more designed to, you know, go to your higher realms. And maybe we're being called, because Sandra always gets these insights early, that we're getting called back to finding some of those higher realm spirits to actually help us move through this year and through this experience. Because this year almost has felt for me like it hasn't started. And maybe that's the start that I need, is to actually do that. And so maybe we could even throw in a few journeys this year, because we we don't do so many because we know you're driving and you really only have a 17-minute attention span and all the things that we've learned from the horizontal. But maybe it's our work too, is to go back to the vertical and get some information for our podcast that's going to help during this next transition. Cause we're certainly we've moved into a transitional period and that's been so 3D.
Right.
It's right. been so 3D, like how do you know, the viruses and, you know, what's going on politically, all of this is real 3D mush. And, you know, I was reminded this year, it was the 6th anniversary of Winds of Spirit. And this is me. Oh, you haven't written more books. And I'm thinking like, you know what, Renee, you birthed in something that's probably setting a foundation for 200 more years to come. You know, and the winds have been here for 4 billion years. Get over this horizontal time.
Right.
And so I'm very excited about the exploration we're going to do this year, Sandra. I really think that you always push me to grow. And I think we push each other to grow. But I always am open to the opportunity to go deeper in my own work. And I hope everyone who's listening feels that way. Like, let's explore this topic. Let's see where it takes us.
Yeah, I definitely found, I think it was on my birthday, I found myself just naturally, it wasn't anything I thought about, all of a sudden detaching from so much in the world. And again, it's the 3D, the political, and even my own health issues I started detaching from. It's like, I'm still walking. I still have a life. Yes. I still have a wonderful husband, the most amazing husband on earth. I still love to teach. I still love to write. And so I can still do it. It's hard, but I can still do it. So what? You know, so I'm just letting go of so much of this stuff. And I'm just seeing that, people are, I don't know if they're aware of it. They're hitting upon portals. There's a lot of people hitting on portals right now. And what that means is openings into different dimensions of reality. And the Native Americans used to know how to do that. I think they probably still do. I'm just not aware of anybody doing that. I know shamans have done it in different cultures. And so there's a portal that's coming to me. And I won't work with it without my helping spirits. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely positively no way that I am. And so there's changes happening in the spiritual world. And are they all good? Should you just pop in, you know, wherever you see? What's your evolutionary status? Are you going into places that are too deep? And so the nice thing about having the helping spirits is they can say, Renee, back off. Sandra, back off. My power animal will say, get out of this situation. It's none of your business. Get out now. And I love having that, you know, and I'm not stepping into a portal unless Isis tells me that it's okay to do that. You know, so for me, it's just wonderful to have that kind of support.
I think that's really great. I was telling Sandra before he went live is that this week I got my hand slapped. I was doing, you know, my breathwork meditations, and I thought I would help assist somebody who, you know, had a major stroke and, you know, it has a few breaths left. And basically, really literally, I was like going to put my hand over his heart and it got slapped. And we need to get wind slapped every once in a while to know that this is not mine. So I'm excited. I really am excited about exploring some of these finding that path to a new direct revelation. Maybe it's a start with a who's new to guide me too. And, you know, I know who's old, they're guiding me, but maybe I need a new relationship with them as well. I was reading something the other day on Nextdoor where somebody was talking about, they were doing an alphabet dates with each other. They started with A and went through Z. So maybe we'll do an alphabet through our, you know, and I'm, you know, just using that as a, like, through our direct revelation, like find topics that we could go deeper in with this. I don't know if that sounds what you're thinking, but I know we were talking about going in on a mini series with certain topics and really focusing on them, you know, because we have really sincere listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. We really
appreciate that we, you know, that we come up with the topics that seem to resonate with you at that moment. So my guess is I'd love to hear, and I know Sandra would too, like, who is this resonating with to explore this deeper instead of getting more horizontal to go a little more vertical this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And bring balance. It's all about balance, because again, in direct revelation, the vertical is lower world, middle world, which is horizontal, upper world. Right. So it is the three worlds. And and so we also thought that it would be nice to give you a practice to do at the end of the show of what we're doing to create balance in our own lives. And so are you open for me, Renee, for sharing something?
Absolutely. And I'll come up with something for our next, you know, we'll go back and forth and all around, and it always seems to work out well with us. Right before you give that practice, I was thinking about, I just wrote an article about mapping your inner world, because that's the whole section in my new book. And so my editor was saying, it's an article. She was saying to me, so do I start in the north here? And I'm there like, well, you can't start in the north without being in the south too. You know, like that it's like you are on this gyroscope, like that the spiritual will come in to give you a place to look, but it's always going to feed you back to your emotional, where, you know, this north wind and the south wind has been in opposition, you know, like Jack Frost throws snowballs at the south wind, and the south wind tries to melt them. And so I like this idea you're talking about, going, you know, maybe to the lower world, the middle world, and the upper world in this exploration, and not just out to the portals that seem to be calling out. And I believe, and I'm making an assumption that these portals that are calling you are out in the upper realms.
Mm-hmm. Probably, most likely. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've gone down those portals in the
Yeah.
So I'm happy for you to give us an exercise, and I'm going to do it alongside of everyone else. And we'd love the feedback in the Facebook group and also on the YouTube, or write us personally if you think that it's too personal to share.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm coming out of some initiation. I really don't know what the end result is going to be, but I'm definitely coming out of walking through the darkness. And I feel that something happened to me. The belief, at least from the Chiaro, is that I got hit by lightning the night that I got this disorder. And something really hit me and really ungrounded me. And as I've been doing my healing and trying to come back into my body, I started doing this practice, which I just really love. And so what I'm doing, and I'm mostly doing it with my imagination, closing my eyes and doing it with my imagination, and seeing myself reaching up to the sun and cords of connection. And all of a sudden, like a spider web, I'm just connected to the sun. I mean, really connected to the sun. And I do it with the moon and the stars and the cosmos and the earth and water and air and fire. I'm sending cords of connection so that here's the web of life, you know, and every being is in the web of life with their signature. And now I'm part of the web of life with sharing my signature. But it started with me having to reconnect, because, like, as we were saying, we would like to continue to talk about direct revelation and the vertical worlds. And what people do with direct revelation is they ask other humans, could you interpret what my spirits were trying to tell me? And so we're not connecting to the spirits. And that's how I'm changing my teachings right now, is everything. Stop connecting with other humans. Connect to your spirits. Make a really strong connection. You're so connected that nothing is going to break that or come in, and you can bring through the information that you need. So first I'm realizing I have to reconnect back to life again. So reconnect to the sun. If this feels to you that you've disconnected some way through all the challenges of this time, send cords, strings where you really feel that you're connected back to life again. Mm. And it's a really beautiful feeling. It's like having a soul retrieval. It feels like that.
Mm, as you were saying it, I was thinking, like, well, this is going to be a fun exercise, and I'm going to add the wind in there, you know, to connect with that wind that can move through all of that as well. But let's do this. Let's take, you know, the next couple of months here, and let's go deeper in our explorations with Sandra and I and the Shaman's Cave, and also know that we're here, that we do read your comments, and that we like your personal stories more than we like your memes. And you'll ever know, you know, we'll get in there and comment. And also I want to just give a parameter about our page. Our page, we purposely stay off of issues. We don't get in the middle of them, because the thing is if we're going directly to spirit, these aren't spiritual issues per se. Yes, they manifest as in the 3D world that way, but that we can transcend that and find our commonalities and our, you know, and focus more on what we have in common that can help us all. Not how to separate us anymore, because there's lots of pages where you can go fight and disagree. But that's just not our page. We want to hear about that you did this experience, and what was that like for you? What did you learn? And, you know, and no interpretations. If somebody does say something that does inspire you, you could say, well, if it was my experience, wow, that would make me know that I could do some more work over here, and maybe a little less work over there. But always in terms of what it would be like if it was my dream. My experience.
Yeah, Renee and I are trying to be role models of bringing in a kind feminine element into our work, and showing that there is a beautiful feminine element that we can bring into the work. And not everybody is doing that, and not all the Facebook pages are doing that. And so what do we need right now? We need to be uplifted. We don't need to fight. We need to be uplifted. And so the Facebook page that I'm involved in are only for uplifting. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the Shaman's Cave is about. Inspire each other. We're in a circle together. Let's inspire each other, love each other, and be kind to each other. And that takes us to an evolutionary space that 3D fighting just destroys.
Yeah, if you were to ask me what I think all of this dissolution and disharmony is about bringing us back to this space where, you know, we do understand that we're two hands in the circle and we're all connected, and that if we could move through that disharmony into our own personal harmony and help each other on both sides of us, we're going to thrive.
Right.
And the fighting is going to go down.
Yeah.
So it's going to take us all down. Not just, you know, so please stay here, stay with us, and come with us on this journey this year, because I'm really excited about taking my own spiritual work deeper. Because, like, I started out this year with a major initiation, and it's taught me that it's time to change.
Yeah. That's beautiful, Renee. And what you just said is absolute perfect. It's the perfect ending. So
we'll see you again in a couple of weeks, and stay tuned, share our page, do all of that kind of stuff, and we'll see you soon.
Blessings.
Oh, and Vi Saunders' new book is out.
Oh, yeah. The Dark, Walking Through Darkness, Nature-Based Path. I can't remember the title of this book. Nature-Based Path. Through suffering and loss, navigating us through suffering and loss. And it's really about, for those of you who have been experiencing initiations and haven't really understood how to get through them and need a roadmap, that's what this book is about. It's a roadmap. It's my roadmap of walking through the dark night of the soul, and it's Lynn Roberts, another brilliant shaman teacher, roadmap of walking through the dark night of the soul. So it's now out. It's doing great. And it would be a real gift to the world and to me if you would buy this book. So thank you, Renee.
All right. We'll see you soon.